Well, he's been shaking up the Aussie hip-hop scene since 2009, and he's just landed an ARIA nomination for the Best Urban Album. He's also going to be kicking off 2SER's supporter drive at The Loft on Thursday night. I'm, of course, talking about the incredible El Fresh the Lion, who joins me. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thank you for coming in, and a big congratulations on that ARIA nomination.
Hey, thank you, man.
I mean, were you expecting that, or...?
Not really, no. When you make music, you kind of never... you know, consider those things as such. So, you know, when the conversation came around within the record label just to kind of go check out the nominations event, it was like, hang on, what for? It was like, okay, well, maybe this is a possibility.
Look, I know that sort of recognition isn't, it's not why you do this, but it must be nice, especially when it's such political music that you do, to actually have people paying attention and sort of going, yes, this is the kind of stuff we want to hear.
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, that recognition is pretty cool. It's nice to know that your peers in the music industry, and, you know, people on all levels in the music industry are paying attention. You know, that's kind of cool. But again, yeah, it's not like we sit there and vie for it. For us, it's really all about the moments where we get to share with people on stage and perform, or when people get to hear the music. I mean, that's what it's all about for us and my team, you know.
I imagine with your music too, knowing that you're actually, that people who are listening are getting a sense of what you're trying to say and actually taking that message on board.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, you know. The conversations I'm able to have with people about the music, that I'll never get over that. That's special.
It's really good. I mean, because you talk about some very heavy topics, but you're relentlessly positive. I think for a lot of people, you know, I'm always surprised that you don't sound darker and more sort of disappointed.
Well, you know, I have my moments, just like everybody, you know, and that's what, you know, the new album becomes about, is about those moments, because not all of it's always positive. And I talk about things like burning out and, you know, feeling deflated and frustrated and completely over it at times. But it's a balance, you know, and, you know, it's important to have the conversation about that complexity of both sides, because it's a reality for all of us, you know. Even for those who are viewed as always kind of positive, you know, it's not always the case.
Yeah, look, activist fatigue, it's a real thing.
Oh, for sure, 100%.
Man, how do you stay up, though? I mean, do you look around and just think, at least I'm making a difference? How do you keep that energy going?
It's a, you know, for me, it's a relentless drive of just wanting to be a positive being, you know? And it's one of those things where it's like, okay, you can take a look around and, you know, that you probably lose count of all the things that you probably don't agree with, or things that are negative, and having such a, you know, what you perceive as a bad impact on the world. It's like, okay, well, man, they're not resting. They keep going, you know, so I've got to go too, you know, pick myself back up and try and be that positive influence on the world around me. But at the same time, it comes from a sense of, you know, of being in touch with everyone I come in contact with music, because it's those conversations that fuel and inspire that as well. Because it's like I feel there's a general consciousness of positivity out there, you know. It's just we might not be always tapped into it, you know, but I feel it's out there, and I feel it when I'm having conversations with people. So it's just about maintaining that and continuing to push.
Who are some of those people you look to for inspiration to keep going?
My family, first and foremost. You know, I come from a migrant family. My parents came here in, you know, the mid-80s, and they're the number one example of putting your head down and just going, you know, regardless of what you dealt, you know. And they're still going. They're still positive. And, you know, having conversations with my dad about, I mean, you know, it's interesting. I was having conversations with dad about, you know, contemporary politics in Australia and around the world. I was like, Dad, can you not get frustrated? I'm like, ah. And he's just like, you know, you kind of just have to keep going. You know, like, this is part and parcel of the world, you know, and the way things are, but it shouldn't stop you from doing you. It's like, okay, you know, it's pretty cool to have that around.
That is an amazing kind of attitude to have with it. I remember months ago in a taxi, a taxi driver was Syrian. I'm chatting to him. He was unable to get his brother over here. He'd been trying for like years to get his brother over here. And I said, look, you know, I'm just worried we're turning into a racist nation. And he refused it. He said, absolutely no way. Like, the government might be doing the wrong thing, but Australians as a whole are not a racist people. I don't know if I agree with him. I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, I think it's a lot more complex than is Australia racist or not. I think we could talk for hours about this, man. We could go for hours. I think there's a lot of, you know, things we have to deal with in that conversation. But my dad would say the same thing. My mom and dad would say the exact same thing, and my experiences would say otherwise. And I would talk to them about that. But for them, they also come from a place where, you know, they feel the impacts of politics much more directly as well. You know, in India and in Punjab, where they feel it's, you know, issues are much more out in the open, and, you know, it can be really, really, you know, devastating. You know, so they have that perspective as well. You know, so they've come here, and to be able to build what they've built, there's a sense of gratefulness, regardless of you know, what they perceive as negative, but at the same time I feel like they're kind of sheltered from that, whereas I tend to dive right into it, you know. I want to, you know, I have the luxury of this, you know, their sacrifice to be able to do that, you know. But so I draw a lot from them, and then also kind of close friends and peers, you know, who are constantly on that same tip of being positive as well, is something that kind of, you know, keeps me going too.
In the time that you've been performing, how do you think we've changed politically as a country?
Well, I think 2009 is probably when I first busted on the scene. First album was 2014. I think, you know, like, you know, I don't know. It's you know, looking back, I'm just trying to reflect on what I was rhyming about at that time, because it was probably something. But, you know, I think we've grown in many ways, but I feel like we've got a lot of challenges still to deal with, you know. And I'm not a political expert. I'm just a person who kind of sees what's kind of going on and has worked in communities for a long time, and who sees the impact of stuff and of conversations, and who feels the impact of political conversations. And I feel like we have a long way to go in terms of just being mature enough to talk about conversations, or to have conversations about heavy issues, you know.
And that's what we need to be able to do, is actually converse about it. Mm. That makes all the difference. Mm. You know, a bit of perspective and a bit of, like, you know, analysis of someone else's viewpoint can actually change your mind.
I don't think we have that level of maturity yet. You know, for example, when we talk about an issue such as race, and I feel like Australia has a thing of we're not able to deal with the uncomfortable quite yet. You know,
that is a very good way of putting it.
But, you know, I hope we're getting there. I feel like we're getting there, you know, in some regards. But at the same time, it's like, man, it sometimes always feels like there's a long way to go, which is why, you know, it's important that each and every one of us, we all have a part to play. You know, we may perceive that to be a small thing. I might perceive my role to be a small one. But if each and every one of us are doing it, then it goes a long way.
Well, we are extraordinarily grateful for your music. We're incredibly grateful that you're going to be kicking off our supporter drive live on The Loft on Thursday. It's going to be so good. I'm going to play one of your tracks now, give people a taste of what they can get when they come along. Thank you very much for coming into breakfast.
My pleasure. Come down to The Loft. It's going to be fun.